Nolte, Trump job approval average hits highest number since inauguration. By John Nolte on February 19, 2020. President Trump's average job approval rating just hit its highest number since his inauguration more than 3 years ago, according to the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls. The last time Trump's approval rating hit 46% was on February 4, 2017, just a couple of weeks after he was sworn in. On Wednesday, RCP had him back up to 46%. And what we have here, obviously, is more proof the impeachment torpedoes the media and Democrats, but I repeat myself, aimed at Trump hit poor old Joe Biden. Post-impeachment, Trump is flying high. Post-impeachment, Joe Biden's once unstoppable presidential campaign is completely falling apart. He's losing to Jurassic socialist, boy mayor, and fascist billionaire. But that's what happens in a world where the public no longer trust or listen to the fake news media. As much as the media wanted to make impeachment about Trump's corruption, the public saw through it as they received a tutorial in just how corrupt Joe Biden and his family are, especially with respect to Ukraine, a country Joe and Hunter Biden bullied and looted. If you are looking for another comparison to how well Trump is doing, at this same point in his failed presidency, Barack Obama's job approval rating was only a few points higher, at 48.9%. Trump has also been aggressively closing the gap with his likely 2020 contenders. Instead of being down double digits in potential matchups with the Democrat frontrunners, he's closed the gap to just a few points. Sanders is up 4.6. Buttigieg is up 2.2. Klobuchar is up 2.2. Biden is up 4.8. Warren is up 2. Bloomberg is up 4.6. Not only have those numbers closed within the margin of error, you have to remember that Trump is locked in the White House. Once he hits the campaign trail to make his case, once he knows who his opponent will be and is able to focus his energies on that one person, the dynamic will change considerably, as it always does. Other than the impeachment backfire, Trump is being boosted by a record of success any incumbent president would drool over. Record low unemployment, stable gas prices, no stupid wars, energy independence, rising wages for the first time in decades, stability at our southern border. America is enjoying peace and prosperity for the first time in nearly 20 years, and no amount of hate from the media and Democrats, but I repeat myself, will make American voters forget that. And once Trump hits the campaign trail to make his case and expose the left-wing lunacy of his opponent, well, I personally can't wait for that. Yes, a lot can happen between now and Election Day. But for now, Trump is in about as good of shape as any president could hope for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.